Translation and purport by A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. On the day the mother and son bathed and left the maternity home, Sita Thakurani gave them all kinds of ornaments and garments, and then also honored Jagannath Mishra. Then Sita Thakurani, being honored by Mother Sachi Devi and Jagannath Mishra, was greatly happy within her mind, and thus she returned home. Purport. On the fifth day from the birth of a child, and also on the ninth day, the mother bathes either in the Ganges or in another sacred place. This is called Nishkraman, or the ceremony of coming out of the maternity home. Nowadays, the maternity home is a hospital, but formerly, in every respectable house, one room was set aside as a maternity home where children would take birth. And on the ninth day after the birth of a child, the mother would come into the regular rooms in the ceremony called Nishkram. Of the 10 purificatory processes, Nishkrama is one. Formerly, especially in Bengal, the higher caste observes 4 months after the birth of a child as a quarantine. At the end of the fourth month, the mother could see the sun rise. Later, the higher castes, namely the Brahmins, Kshatriyas, and Vaishnavas, observed only 21 days as a quarantine, whereas the Sudras had to observe 30 days. For sections of society known as the Kartabhaja and Satima, the mother of the child was immediately purified after the quarantine by moving by the throwing of harinuta, small pieces of sweet meat in sankirtan. Sachi Deva and Jagannath Mishra with the newborn child were honored by Sita Thakurani. Similarly, while Sita Thakurani was returned home, she was also honored by Sachi Devi and Jagannath Mishra. That was the system in respectable families of Bengal. Om Ajnanati Mandasya Janjana Shanaka Shakshran Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Nama Chichetanya Manobhistam Staptam Yena Bhuttale Svamrupakadamyam dadati svapadantikam. Vandiyam siyo siyo da padakamnam sikam vashnavamsa. Sirupam jagjatam saganaragnatam vitam tam sajivam sadvaitam savadutam parjanasaitam sikrishna chitanya devam. Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sankanalita Shivishakam Vitamsa. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Chyatpate Karupesha Kopka Kanta Radha Kanta Namastate Tapta Kanchna Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshvri Vrishabhana Sutta Devi Pranamama Haripriye Vankha Kalptrubhisha Kripa Sinvevisha Patanam Pavan Vidyo Vaishnavya Namo Nama Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Radhata Shiva Sadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Vastaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Charaswamiti Namini Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Vastaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamiti Namini Namaste Sarasvata Devi Gauravani Pacharani Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Bhaskachai Dajatarani Srila Prabhupada Ki. So Srila Prabhupada gives us an insight of Bengali culture that this verse shows the sweet dealings between Sita Thakurani and Mother Sachi, Jagannath Mishra. Everyone wants loving relationships. That it's in fact the nature of our existence to want is loving relationships. That and the supreme loving relationship is the relationship between the living entity and the Supreme Lord. That that's a spiritual relationship. But it's not that we develop a spiritual relationship with the Supreme Lord and we don't have advanced spiritual relationships with devotees, with all the other living entities. That we see here, Sita Thakurani is showing the practice of Srila Rupa Goswami's verse, Dadati Panigrinanti Guriam Akyati Pritchati Bhunti Bhujayati Sive Satvidam Pritilakshanam. Six loving exchanges between devotees, giving gifts, accepting gifts, that hearing one from another devotee, the sharing of confidential experiences, that or sharing one's own experience with others, and offering prasad, receiving prasad. We see Sita Thakurani. She shares all she gives gifts and is appreciating Mother Sachi, glorifying her, and also Jagannath Mishra. And then in turn they are glorifying her. That so these spiritual relationships are inherent to the spirit soul to have such relationship. Because Krishna is our father, is our supreme father. It's called in Bhagavad Gita the seed-giving father. Means we have all the same father. We belong all to the same family. That, but how to develop this spiritual relationship? The Chaitanya Charitamrita is a PhD study, Srila Prabhupada says, of spiritual life. That after having thoroughly studied the Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, and all the other books, one can attempt to understand some things from the Chaitanya Charitamrita. But here we see this sweet relationship in practice. That but then the question is, how can we develop such relationships? That first maybe we can do a test. Where are we in our relationships? That's interesting. Yesterday, I've been asked to speak on already on relationships. Today is another aspect of relationships. And the first I have on Monday for the Bhagavatam class is about relationships in Goloka Vrindavan. That's a different level. But what is a good test? It's this famous verse 4.8.34 of the Bhagavatam, where Narada Muni is instructing Dhruva Maharaj. And he's saying, Gunadika mudam lipsat anukrosam gunadamat maitrim samanat amvichan nataper abidiyate. He says, a person who is spiritually advanced, if he meets someone who is more qualified than him or her, then immediately he becomes very happy. He can learn from someone who is more advanced. And if a person meets someone who is equal, then one makes friendship. If one meets someone less qualified, then one will try to elevate that person, give mercy to that person, try to elevate. Now, someone who is completely absorbed in a materialistic way of life, is grossly affected by lust, anger, greed, envy, and so on. What's happening? Such a person meets someone more qualified than him. Immediately, the person becomes envious that envy is a sign of material contamination. And it means we cannot develop sweet relationships with others. Because envy means this person has something which I don't have. And I want it. I desire it. That I want to exploit the world so that I get more wealth, more fame, and so on. Then envy comes. It's all a temporary strife. All this wealth, all this fame, and so on. One loses when one leaves the body. It's a useless endeavor. And in addition, it makes the heart hard. There's no place for relationships anymore. A materialistic contaminated person, when he meets someone who is on an equal platform, instead of making friendship, the person starts to boast. Oh, look what I've done, and the person lists all these achievements. That's again a big barrier for relationships. And then when a greedy person, envious person, meet someone who is less qualified, then just put that person down. This person is nothing. So this is a test. We can see in ourselves if we have these tendencies. If we have these tendencies, it will be very difficult to get loving, affectionate relationships with others. That we have, like the story of the Avanti Brahman. Avanti Brahman was a very greedy person, and he would not give his family members not an inch of sense gratification. And they hated him. There's no point of relationship. But here we see this example of Sita Thakurani, very sweet relationships. But to develop these relationships, we must develop the qualities of a sadhu. And Lord Kapila Dev describes this. These qualities are stitiksha vaka unika sruda savadainam achata satrava santus sadhava sadhabhushanam So, and a sadhu is tolerant, merciful, is a friend of all living entities. He has no enemies, no enemies. And he has all sublime transcendental qualities. So from that we can derive a few guidelines to develop good relationships. The first is humility. Humble. Humble means I'm the servant of the others. Spiritual relationships are based on a service attitude. Only giving without asking something in return. And that makes relationships very sweet. Sometimes, because our heart is still contaminated, we used to think in these terms of I and mine. When I was preparing this lecture, I was remembering a good friend of mine, a devotee. His name was Bhakta Paul. And we were together in Flanders, in Ghent, in the beginning of the 90s. We were together, and we were running together in a Nam Hatha center there. And interesting is that he had a hard deviation from birth. He was supposed not to live longer than 25 years. But due to his Krishna conscious practice, he was already 32. But one day he went to the hospital in Louvain to do some tests. And he had spoken with the doctors and he came back and he said, It doesn't look good. I've not much time anymore. It's like Maharaj Pariksit in the Bhagavatam. Maharaj Pariksit got the news of being cursed by Sringi, immediately, in the beginning of the 19th chapter there in the Bhagavatam, the first canto, there Sutta Goswami mentions that Maharaj Pariksit accepted this as good news, the most fortunate event, that because now he could give up his attachment to his screens. He could give up his attachment to his treasury, to his royal position, and just sit down and hear and remember and chant the glories of the Supreme Lord. So when Bhakta Paul got this news, we were sleeping in the same ashram at night. Sometimes you go in deep sleep, and then during the night, you come to a slight sleep. You wake up for a few moments, and then you go again in deep sleep. But when he would come out of his sleep, immediately he would say, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And he would again go into sleep. What I remarked, what I observed, what changed in him was that he was always trying to serve devotees. It was difficult in our relationship because I wanted to serve him, but before I could serve him, he was serving me. And it's such as the relations just by this service attitude becomes beautiful, becomes sweet, becomes full of happiness. If you serve without asking something in return, that gives satisfaction to the heart, without motive. Krishna's, Sudha Goswami explains it in the Bhagavatam. svaipum saproda moja to bakteradoxie, ahaitukapatiataya yatmas shubrasidati. The highest occupation for mankind is this devotional service, unalloyed devotional service with two qualities. Always and without any motive. Any motive of exploitation. Just out of love. And that's prasidati, that gives pleasure to the heart. That Shraddha Gokulananda ki. So, in our devotional life, we need relationships. Because it's by the association of devotees that we can make spiritual advancement. So these relationships are very important. And that pursuing spiritual life is just impossible to do this alone. That it's based on our association with devotees. That a devotee is always humble. And it's like in the third canto of the Bhagavatam, the description of Vaikuntha. The four Kumaras come to Vaikuntha and they curse Jai and Vijay. And then Lord Narayan comes to the gate of Vaikuntha and say, please forgive me, the fault lies in me. So that's the devotee. If something goes wrong, always says, the fault lies in me. That materialistic person's different relationship, that they think, I am such a good person, and all the others are wrong. No, a devotee always thinks the fault lies in me. And that makes the relationship sweet. That, yes, it's Lord Chaitanya's formula for good relationship. More humble than the grass in the street. More tolerant than a tree. Tolerant in relationships. That, like Gadadhar Pandit in the pastimes of in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Gadadhar Pandit has a special relationship with Lord Chaitanya. He's in the mood of Rukmini, the first queen of Dvarka. She's the first queen, and but Dvarka means opulence. Everyone is aware of the Aishvarya position of Krishna, that but once the Vallabhabhata came to Lord Chaitanya and wanted to read his own commentary on the Bhagavatam, surpassing Sridhar Swami, and it's all pastime. A lot of details there, but Lord Chaitanya did not want to hear it. And so none of the devotees wanted to hear this commentary from Vallabhabhata, because Lord Chaitanya did not want to hear it. So they did not want to hear it. But Vallabhabhata had a very intimate relationship with Gadadhar Pandit. So, and one day, Vallabhabhata forcibly started to recite his commentary before Gadadhar Pandit. And Gadadhar Pandit was thinking, yes, the devotees will criticize me for that. But how can I refuse? He's a Brahman. I'm sure Lord Chaitanya will be happy with me. So Gadadhar finding that at this very intimate relationship with Lord Chaitanya. And Lord Chaitanya used to chastise him. But Gadadhar Pandit would never become angry, would never retaliate. He tolerated everything because of his deep relationship with Lord Chaitanya. That's, if you have affectionate relationships with each other, then it's easy to tolerate that. I have experienced my spiritual master sometimes chastising me, and it's like you are not disturbed by it, because you feel it's out of love. And then you can tolerate very easily that. Another aspect of spiritual relationship is forgiveness. That Haridas Thakur was beaten in so many marketplaces, but he was praying for the benefit of those who were beating him. And then appreciation. Appreciation. We see here Sita Thakurani is glorifying the devotees, Mother Sachi, Jagannath Mishra, is glorifying them, and they in turn glorifying her. That's, we can learn from Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva is a spiritual master, at one side of great transcendentalist, but also from the creatures in a mode of ignorance. And these creatures, there is devotees, very materialistic devotees, but if they have one little spiritual quality, they start to glorify it like anything. I remember in 2004, I started a center in Brussels, which is, by devotees' mercy, still there now, since then. And I had been assisted by a French-speaking devotee. He was a bhakta at the time. And I would always correct him to assist him in his spiritual life. But I could see he became very disturbed by it and discouraged, and our relationship became bad. So at a certain moment, I took the decision, I will accept him as he is, and I start to glorify only what he did. But he did good, and he did a lot of valuable service. And by doing that, he started to blossom. Our relationship improved, and he did so much valuable service. It's appreciation of devotees that. And then, of course, there is patience. Sometimes we have expectations in relationships which are unrealistic. These expectations. It's like a just married couple that Kripa Mayaprabhu told that on the retreat in Scotland. Just a married couple, and the man comes home from his work, and he thinks with great affection of his wife. With consciousness, suddenly it's in the Swiss Alps, and he's running in slow motion. And at the other side, his wife comes running in slow motion. I love you, but that is only in the cinema. That's not real life. That so false expectations. And then one becomes impatient because his expectations are not fulfilled. And that also, I spoke about this Bhakta Paul who left his body in nearly 20 years ago in the temple in Radha days of after Guru Puja. Before Radha Gopinath, he was dancing and his heart collapsed and he left. But also recently, I've seen a shift in relationships with Hamsa Rati Krishna Das. Hamsa Rati Krishna Prabhu left his body on the 8th of August. The beginning of this year, he was diagnosed with incurable cancer. Last month, he could not speak anymore. Practically, he was. But I could see he was always smiling. That. When on the 13th of July, we celebrated the 50th anniversary of the establishment of ISKCON in New York, and during that program, I did Guru Puja, and next day I went to see Hamsa Rati Krishna Prabhu in the hospital. That and he was sitting in a seat near to his bed. Honestly, the day before it was like he was going to leave his body, but he was a little better. I went to him and gave him the garland, and I said, "This is Srila Prabhupada's garland." And he smiled and he said, "Last night I dreamt Srila Prabhupada offered me his garland." Yes. But he was always smiling and he couldn't practically speak anymore. But every time I saw him, he would say, "Jai Srila Prabhupada," with such a great affection and love. That and the last month I was with him, every 2-3 days I visited him for half an hour. And he became so sweet in his relationships, full of love, that so that's a change of heart we undergo, hopefully, when we get the news that we will have soon to leave our body. But why waiting for this realization? We can develop these relationships now. And we get the example here from Sita Thakurani. And that, because what is withholding us for developing these relationships? Our main relationship is our relationship with Krishna, who is within our heart. And devotional service means contact with Krishna, to chanting, to service, to so many ways, contacting Krishna. That making the connection, making that contact, that. But Queen Kunti said, you cannot make that contact when you are contaminated by four things. Schon Mashvra, Sudashibir, Edamana, Madampunam, Naivrata, Didate, Famt, Famakinshina, Gocharam. If one is attached to one's aristocratic birth or one's opulence or one's education, degrees, so many things, or beauty, if one is attached to these things, then these contaminations make the heart hard. And loving relationship will not take place. Therefore, the process of devotional service is a process of removing this hardness of the heart and make it soft. In Nectar of Devotion, the stage of bhava is described as a melting of the heart. And then we get the fruit of our devotional service. The real fruit of devotional service is our relationship, our loving, re-establishing our loving relationship with Krishna. But that includes re-establishing our loving relationship with all parts and parcels of Krishna. Anyway, that's what I could say on this verse. Any questions or comments, please?